Hello and welcome to The Interview. I'm Claire Wilde, and in this short episode, I chat to Chloe Warrington, a defender for Celtic FC Women who started playing football with Celtic at the age of 7, and last year at the age of 19, signed her first professional contract with the club. She has made a total of 41 appearances for the Celtic first team, including in the Champions League against Levante and Minsk. She also scored her first ever goal for the club in front of a crowd at Celtic Park earlier this month. So, without further ado, here's my conversation with Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a reasonably nice sort of sunny day. We're recording this on Wednesday. We were just saying it's the middle of the week and you were saying that Fran's away. So how does training differ when Fran's away?
It's not too different. Obviously, David and Michael take it, but David's got his serious head and so is Michael, so not a lot changes. new week, even with Fran's there, everything's usually the same because I've got a game on Sunday anyways.
Yeah. Has it been good having, you've obviously had the international break, does that make a difference to you with the training? Is it nice to kind of have a wee bit of a break from games to focus on some things on the training pitch?
Yeah, definitely. And usually we get a couple of days off, which is nice, and you like to go back, and I always go back refreshed after a couple of days off. So yeah, definitely. It makes me more keen when I go back in, because I hate being off usually, but
Yeah, so you're really looking forward to Sunday then?
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's great. I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you was because, as I mentioned in the introduction, you know, you've been at the club for a really long time. You signed a professional contract. We'll talk a bit more about that. But we've talked on the Celtic Women's Football Show a lot about the game at Celtic Park. And of course, you scored a goal and it was your first Celtic goal. And I wanted to hear from the horse's mouth how that experience was for you.
It was unbelievable. Obviously, I thought I wasn't starting that day, but I thought I would get a chance just given the COVID outbreak that we had in the squad. And I just thought I'd take my chance and had it. And luckily, I was in the right place at the right time. Slipped the ball in the back of the net off Clarissa's shot.
Yeah, when you saw that opportunity kind of arising, did you know, were you like, this is it? This is where I'm going to come in?
Yeah, I was so surprised, to be honest. I don't even think I had much time to think about it, but yeah, I was surprised.
And how did it feel in the aftermath once you'd scored?
Unbelievable. I think it's just the atmosphere. We don't get big games like that at Celtic Park, and I suppose to score your first goal at Celtic Park, so it was just such a surreal moment kind of thing. Like, it's just, I've not even had time to like think about it. Obviously I have now, but at the time, it's just, you're like, wow, madness.
Yeah, it was such a glorious day, and it was such a lovely kind of occasion, and obviously the team was playing really well, and you scoring that goal at the end and it being your first just felt like a bit of a fairy tale ending to the whole thing. So it was really, really good to see from a fan's perspective as well. You mentioned there, you know, obviously being in front of the fans at Celtic Park, what difference does that make? I know this question gets asked a lot, but what difference to you does that make, being in front of that many fans in a big stadium compared to the kind of week in, week out in smaller venues with many fewer people?
Yeah, usually it is quite quiet, and obviously not a lot of people come, but so when you go to Celtic Park and there's over 3,000 or however many it was, and it's unbelievable. You just get such a thrill in your body, and on that day the weather was nice, it was absolutely scorching. So I think everything just added up, and on the way into the stadium there's fans asking for signatures, things like that, so
yeah,
it's just amazing.
And you'd done that before because you'd played in the game without fans there, but you'd played at Celtic Park before and you'd obviously provided that incredible assist for Mariah to score her goal there against Rangers. But do you think that helped in terms of kind of knowing what you were going out to and kind of being prepared for a big occasion like that?
I suppose the last time we played at Celtic Park there was no fans, I suppose, because of COVID. So I think that just that the fans being there gives you that extra lift. We know it was going to be a tough game given the 2-2 result against, or 1-1 result, I'm sure, against them the last time. It was going to be tough. So I think the fan just gives you that edge, and especially the Green Brigade being there. When I was on the pitch, you could hardly hear each other. I was saying that to my parents after the game. Like, hearing each other was unbelievable. I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you how the men do it when the GB's full, the stadium's full. Honestly, I couldn't tell you.
Well, hopefully you'll just get more and more experience of things like that, with, and it'll get noisier and noisier as more fans come in. You mentioned as well, you know, kind of being in front of those big crowds and stuff like that, and kind of being, you know, not knowing if you would get a chance that day. And then obviously there was issues with, you know, Charlie couldn't play and Caitlin couldn't play. And so you thought this might be my chance. You know, it has been a season for you of kind of coming in and out of the team a bit. How's that been for you? You know, obviously the squad was very successful winning the cup, but you kind of weren't involved on the day. Is that a challenge for you as a player, or do you feel very much, you know, I've heard other players talk about, you know, we are operating as a team, as a squad?
It's difficult, I'd say, for me, especially given last season. I played the majority of games, and when we were playing the back four, like, it was all, not a given, but, you know, I played the majority of the games at fullback, but this year we're playing a back three, so it's a lot more difficult. I wouldn't say I'm an out-and-out centre-half, and I wouldn't say I'm an out-and-out wing-back either, but I suppose we're in a team, it's a team environment, it's not an I sport. So if it was that way, I'd think I'd be a lot more frustrated, but yeah, it's a team sport and we've got to go on with it.
Yeah, within that new formation, because you're absolutely right, you know, we were very used to seeing you week in, week out last season and kind of on that left-hand side. When you kind of realised that the formation was going to change, that you're going to a back three and you've had some experience coming in and out in various positions now, where do you see your most comfortable role in the squad if this is the kind of way that Fran's going to do things going forward?
I'm unsure. obviously, I love playing wing back, but at the same time, I really do enjoy being centre half, given the game. Depends what who we're playing and whatever. I'm not an overall attacker. Like, I'm not major attacking. I love defending. I'd honestly rather be stuck in a 1v1 defending situation than an attacking situation anyways. I love a good scrap, I love a good fight. So if we played the back four again, I'd love to obviously play fullback again. It's my favourite position, definitely. Yeah. But given the back three, I quite enjoy playing wing back or centre-half, just whatever I fit.
Well, we definitely enjoy seeing you when you do come on and play for the team. You're a young player, I said, you know, but you've been at the club for a really long time, you know. There's been so much change, you know, whether it's from a back four to a back three, but with the bigger picture over a long period of time at the club with the team. And I've been kind of looking into kind of where it's come from, you know, looking at the fact that the cup was won this year and the cup was won this year. And that was the first cup since, like, what, 2010, you know, for you as a player in that squad and kind of seeing the professionalisation, what are the biggest changes for you personally that you've experienced in terms of being a member of the Celtic women's team?
I mean, we've made so much progress in last season. We used to train at like 4 o'clock at K Park, and you can just see the biggest step for me is we're being in the morning, 9 o'clock, breakfast, training, lunch, gym, and then up the road. And then for me, that's the biggest change, and honestly, I've loved every part of it because I feel like it's much more of a team environment. We're all in together, having breakfast, having lunch, not just in at 4 o'clock, training with each other, and then spend 10 minutes after and leaving. It gives you much more team bond, and training the amount of hours that we do, the six, well, training the five, and the game on the Sunday, it's just, for me, it's made a big difference in how I've played as well.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And it's interesting that when I asked you that question, you kind of go back and say, even from last season, it's really, really different. And, like, is that something you expect to see continue, that these kind of, now that things have started to change, that you'll see some bigger kind of leaps in terms of, like, the facilities and the way that you train and the kind of opportunities that you get?
Yeah, definitely. I think hopefully next season we make even more progress, and hopefully in the next years to come, then it's just more progress for the women's squad, and hopefully we get more opportunities from playing at Celtic Park, because we showed we can put on a show when we're there. Like, different opportunities like that, hopefully I'll attract more people, and money, hopefully we get more money.
Yeah, it's all about the money at the end of the day. Well, a lot of it is about the money at the end of the day. Talking about money, you signed your first professional contract last year. I mentioned it a couple of times. Is that something you ever thought you'd see happen for you, that, you know, as growing up as a footballer, being in the academy, being at Celtic, it must have been quite a kind of watershed moment for you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's difficult when you're in the academy squad and the next step is the first team. But obviously when I was in the academy squad, there was no overall first team picture that was professional. But my overall aim was getting to the first team and being a regular in there. I mean, not quite regular right now, but still in being involved in things like that. But getting to the first team was my overall aim. And then from there, it's just got better and better with going professional. And I was delighted when I signed my professional contract.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you about your sort of personal ambitions, but first, you know, talking about the team and the squad progression, and is there a kind of stated ambition around the kind of targets, I guess, for this squad? You know, obviously the second place in the league last season and getting to Europe was a fantastic achievement. Winning the cup this season has been a fantastic achievement already, fingers crossed. We've got other cup games coming up, so you know there might be more in the offing. But when you're talking to Fran and the coaching staff, do they kind of say this is where we want to be and this is where we want to get to explicitly, or is it slightly different and more day-to-day than that?
I think when you obviously start the season, your overall aim is to go and win everything. Obviously, yeah, it doesn't plan out like that. And the league hasn't gone our way. Last season was a great achievement, getting European football. But, you know, at the start of the season, it's obviously you want to win everything, and the two cups and the league as well. So you want to finish the season with the treble. But this season we've done not so well in the league, but we've won the cup. We've got an opportunity to go and win another cup. And we just kind of take it as every game comes. I mean, I don't think we think about the end of the season when it's only at the start anyways. For me, I definitely don't. And I think for a lot of the girls, it's game by game.
Yeah. You talked about the kind of way that you're training these days and the fact that you're with each other a lot more of the time as a squad, and you're eating together and training together and stuff. Who are the people in the squad that you kind of hang around with? Who are your kind of pals and the people that you kind of maybe hang around with outside of training as well?
And training, it's a mix. I mean, I don't mind. I talk to everybody, honestly. but usually if I sit at a table, I'm sitting there like Chloe Craig, Caitlin Hayes, Joe DiBattle, Chloe Logan, Rachel Johnson. That's just when we're sitting at tables, if it's not a two at a table kind of.
Yeah. And obviously there are, you know, players who are living together and stuff because they've come in and out of the squad and they're maybe, you know, not living, they haven't got family nearby or stuff. One of the things that we always notice with you, as we've seen your family at a lot of the games, you know, they've been really supportive of you, it seems, in terms of, you know, your career at Celtic. Has that been key to kind of sticking with it and kind of getting you to the place that you are now with your football?
Yeah, I would never have made it in football if it wasn't for my parents. I don't know how I'd have got to Lennox Town and back on the academy. Not an absolute chance I was getting there without them. So, I mean, they've been with me every step of the way. They still are. Usually my dad will try and get days off work if he's not working. If he's working, my dad will try and get days off. My mum, she's usually there most days, given that it's not freezing outside and she's not going to get absolutely Baltic by the time of day. But yeah, everybody, my sister as well, she comes to the majority of the games. My brother, he lives in Edinburgh, so it's a bit tougher for him, and he's not really that interested in football. But if it wasn't for all of them, I would never, ever have got to where I am today. Absolutely not.
Yeah, it's really nice to see. And we kind of, you know, the fact that the women's game, it's nice. Is it nice for you as a player that the women's game has that kind of level of intimacy in terms of like all the families and the fans and the players and everyone kind of, it definitely feels like everyone mixes in a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. See, like the fans, I mean, we have quite a good interaction with the fans, and like as I say, when we were getting to Celtic Park, the young girls outside, the young boys outside wanting signatures and things like that, that's so pleasing. Like,
how does it feel when you get asked for your autograph?
I think it's so strange, and honestly, my signature is the worst thing. If I'm so left-handed, I need to write diagonal. I am terrible.
Have you been practicing it?
No, I don't practice it, definitely not. Seeing somebody ask, I'm just like, oh, here we go again. But just my handwriting is terrible with my left hand, I can't do it. But I suppose if it's making somebody stay, then absolutely, why not?
Yeah. In terms of the ambitions for, you know, we talked about what the targets might be at the beginning of the season for the club, but going forward in the kind of longer term, you know, this is still a really, really new, I've kind of got a lot of questions to ask in one here, because it's still a really new league, but also the league is basically going to change again next season when it comes under the auspices of the SPFL. You know, what are the changes in terms of Celtic, but also the bigger picture of women's football that you would like to kind of see? You know, obviously we're seeing much bigger crowds coming. There was a record competitive crowd at the Scotland game last night and things like that. Without leading you, but what kind of things would you like to see as a player that would help you to kind of raise your game to the next level?
Tough question, but obviously I just wanted everything to get better. Like, the facilities that we have, they're pretty limited, so if we could have a women's area facility, it'd honestly make our life so much easier. We share the gym with the B team and the 18s and things like that, so if it was just that our schedule was a lot easier and we had our own areas, then it would definitely be a lot easier. But they work just now, I mean, they're working. I mean, hopefully we'll end this season with a couple of cups, and I don't really know. It's a tough question. I don't really know. There's a lot of work still to be done, but given the fans that some of the women's games have been getting recently, then hopefully it can only get better.
Yeah, I think it is difficult, isn't it? Because obviously there is work being done, and from a fan's perspective, and I wonder if you feel this as a player, that, you know, and I think this was maybe reflected in some of those comments on Twitter by the national team players the other day, is like, you want progress and you're grateful that things are getting better, and you probably think, we'd never thought we'd be here even, but then it just still makes you want more and more and more and think, why can't we kind of push forward? And there's that sense of kind of like, I don't want to be ungrateful, but...
Yeah, definitely. It's like, when I seen that on Twitter, you do wonder why is a stadium not open? Why is it like, and it's limited, but I honestly don't get the politics of it sometimes, but...
Yeah, I don't want to go too much into politics, but I do wonder how much as players you interact with kind of that stuff that's going on behind the scenes. So, for example, you know, it is a big thing that the league is switching over from SWF next season and going into the SFA, into the SPFL. Do you talk about that much? Is that something that you kind of have thought about in terms of like what it might mean in terms of opportunity and commercial stuff? Or as a player, does that not kind of come into your head? You're just focused on what you're doing in training and coaching and all that stuff and winning games?
For me, myself, I've not even thought about it, honestly. Until this season's done and the break's been and we come back next season, then I'll think about it then. But for me, I don't know about any other girls, but I've honestly not thought about it. I've heard rumours about it. I've heard different things that are going to happen. The league getting bigger, nobody get relegated this season, things like that. I mean, I've thought about it, but not a lot.
I think a lot of it as well is that it's so unknown and we just kind of need to wait until it reveals itself and then we can all have opinions on it.
I mean, some of the things have got that happen, just need to take it with a pinch of salt, because it'll probably change in 3 weeks, 4 weeks' time.
Yep, that's women's football in Scotland.
Yeah, literally.
So hopefully it will improve. I mean, I'm going to err on the side of optimism with that. But your own personal kind of ambitions, you know, we'd love, obviously, we always enjoy seeing you play and to get a start in the team. Have you got ambitions for the future in terms of playing with the Celtic side? Is this something that you talk to the coaching team about, like where you would want to be, where you want to improve and where you want to fit in, and like where in a few years you might want to be?
Not thought about a few years yet, but I've just thought about the period of my contract just now. Obviously, I've got another year with Celtic, and my game time this season has been rather limited, given the formation and things like that, and the quality of the players that we have as well. So my ambitions for next season is to be on that pitch a lot more than what I have been this season, and I suppose patience is a big part of it. And so I'm only turning 20 in a month's time, so... I'm quite young as well compared to some of the girls, so yeah. I mean, I'll push myself to the absolute limits and hopefully next season I'll be on that pitch a lot more.
It's a really young squad with a lot of competition in it as well. And like you said, you know, you've kind of got time on your side at this point, which must feel pretty good. But, you know, there's going to be, do you expect much kind of, how do you deal with the kind of the tumult, I guess, of the transfer window? Because obviously lost a lot of key players at the end of last season. I'm sure that there will be some personnel changes in this transfer window. Is that unsettling as a player going into the next season? Or do you feel that the setup now kind of supports kind of the team as a whole and people coming in and out?
I don't really think about it, to be honest. When it comes to other players coming in, it's just one of those things in football that you recruit players and people leave. I suppose once we find out, or if we get new players and who'll leave, that'll change. But the same morale within the team will hopefully stay the same, and the good qualities that we have will hopefully stay the same within the team anyways. For me, I don't think about it a lot, but it's one of those things, I suppose.
Yeah. You said, you know, you're excited to get back to it. You've been on an international break, you know, you're keen to get back on the pitch. Hopefully you'll be playing. You've got a game against Partick Thistle on Sunday. You're looking forward to that?
Yeah, definitely. Given the break, it'll be nice to be back in, and a game against Partick Thistle, it'll be tough. They've had really good results recently against Hibs, and I'm sure it'll be a tough test because they'll be up for it as well, and it'll be a good test for them again, knowing that they've got Glasgow City in the cup as well, so they'll have a point to prove.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're looking to hopefully, fingers crossed, get a start?
Fingers crossed, definitely.
We'll be looking out for it. But it's so lovely of you to take the time after training with us this afternoon, Chloe. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to speak to you. As I said there, big thanks to Chloe for taking the time to speak with us. That interview was recorded just prior to the return to league action against Partick Thistle at the weekend, which resulted in a 2-0 victory for Celtic thanks to a brace from Charlie Wellings. Chloe came on for Jodie Bartle in the 76th minute. This weekend, we will be talking about that performance against Partick Thistle on the Celtic Women's Football Show, as well as looking ahead to the game against Hamilton Accies away on Sunday. So we hope you can join us there.